Let's begin. We're up to Perek Lamites Pasuk Ches. Okay, we're just going to go through the Pesukim very quickly. I don't have too much material. There aren't that many Midrashim. It's just mainly a text, a narrative of what happened at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So here we are again, Perek Lamites Pasuk Ches, and we're describing now the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So it says here that the Nebuchadnezzar, he captured Tzidkiyahu. And then it goes on to say in Pasuches, V'yes beis ha-melech, V'yes beis ha-om, Sarfu ha-kastim bo-esh, the palace, and the beis ha-om. Now the beis ha-om, we actually learned this pasuk yesterday. This refers to the homes of the nobles, or it refers to the batei kinesios, the batei midrashos. Sarfu ha-kastim bo-esh, they were burnt in fire by the kastim. V'yes chaymos Yerushalayim na-sotsu, and the walls of Yerushalayim were shattered. Pasuk Tes, the ace, Yeser Ha'am Hanishali Bo'ir, and the survivors, V'es Hanoiflim Asher Noflu Olav, and the Noiflim, the Noiflim here means, V'es Hanoiflim Asher Noflu Olav. Now, what exactly, I'm not sure what that means exactly. The defectors, okay, the defectors Asher Noflu Olav, the people who were afraid that they were going to be captured, surrendered. The people who defected, and the survivors, Bavel, were exiled to Bavel. From the poor people, the people that were poor, they had nothing to offer, people were extremely poor, so these people, he let them remain in Eretz Yehuda, and he gave them vineyards, he gave them orchards, vineyards, and gave them wine presses. Let's see the Pesukim inside, from Pasuk Ches to Pasuk Yud Aleph, from the Mitzvah Stav, via space on Nivu Zaradon. In addition to destroying the Beis Hamikdash, he also destroyed the Beis Ha'am, which means, Ritzon Lemar, Bayis Kol Echad Migdolei Ha'am Kabo Shekosa B'Seif HaSefer V'Molochim Es Kol Beis Gadol. So we contrast what it says here in Sefer Yirmiyot to what it says in Sefer Melachim. In Sefer Melachim it says that he destroyed all of the beautiful homes that were found in Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Pasuk Tes, Hanisharim, he then took the survivors, Asher Lo Neheragu, and he took all the people who surrendered, Asher Naflu Olav, Lahashlim Imo, he took all those people from the Jewish people who surrendered, who were Neufel, which here means they gave over themselves to the Kastim, V'yes Yeser Ha'am Hanisharim, the whole Ore Yehuda, he gave them over, Rav Tabachim, he went and he exiled them to Bavel. Who did so? Nivuzaradon, who is called here the Rav Tabachim, the chief executioner. Sar al Hahorgim b'mitzvah samelech, he is the one in charge of the killing. Bavel, where did he exile them to? So it says over here, Higle le Bavel. Then the Pasuk Yud tells us about the survivors who had nothing, Mu'uma. He gave them vineyards and wine presses in order to develop the land. In other words, to give them something they can survive on. Okay, let's see if there's any rational here. Starting with pasuk ches, we have space on bate kinusios. As we learned yesterday, that after the Vuzarada destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, he destroyed all of the bate kinusios. He then took the survivors and he let them live there, some of them, and he gave them vineyards and he gave them Sodois la'avadim, fields la'avdam, to serve, fields to use for their benefit to make parnasa. Called yigiva lashon chafira. A yigiva is what we call a wine press, but here it means it's a pit. It literally means a pit in the ground. Okay, let's see the radak starting with pasuk ches. V'yespeis am kamo beis ha'am derech klal. This means that he, in addition to destroying the Beis Hamikdash, he destroyed all of the beautiful homes. Ubidrash v'yespesom ze Beis Hakneses. Pasuk Tes Nivuzaradon Milochado v'chein kol Nivuchanetzar u'Nivuchadretzar Milochado. It's one word. He gave the survivors kramim v'gevim sodos v'chein nikru oivde hasodos yoigvim. People who work the vineyards, the fields. People who work fields are called yogvim, the noun form of the field. Okay, lecharmim, we have a pasuk, lecharmim, people who work the vineyards, ule yoigvim. Lechayim tirgum yonasadlim have mefalchin bechaklin uvekarmin, they should work in the fields and in the vineyards. Okay, now we're up to pasuk yud aleph. Vayitzav nevuchad retza melech bavel al yirmiyahu yahol biyad nevu zaradon rav tabachim lemar. Very important pasuk. Nevuchad retzar, he's the king. He appointed Nebuzaradan. He told him of the following instructions, executive order. He told him, Melech Bavel, al concerning the following command concerning Yirmiyahu, biyad through Nebuzaradan, Rav Tabachim, the chief executioner, Lema. What did he tell him? Pasuk Yudeis, Kochenu, when you go to Yerushalayim and you succeed in destroying the city, make sure you first capture alive Yirmiyahu, take him, v'einecha sim olav, and pay close attention to him, put your eye upon him, meaning make sure that he is protected, he is not killed by your servants, by the army, v'altas loy mu'uma ra, do not do to him anything harmful, ki im, okay, there is a kivuch siv, ki kasher yidaber elecha, furthermore, whatever he tells you to do, kein asei imo, so shall you do with him. In other words, treat him very, very carefully. Pasuk Gimel, Vayishlach nevu zaradon rav tabachim unevu shazbon, rav saris, okay, this is another person. And then we have v'nergal, sar etzer, v'nergal, sar etzer, rav mog, v'chol rabbe melech bavel, they sent, Vayishluchu, these people, they sent, and they Vayishluchu. What did they do? These people in turn sent a search crew to look for him, and they did indeed find him. Vayikhu es Yirmiyahu mechatzah ha-matarah, they found him. They took him from the chatzah ha-matarah. Vayitnu oso el Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan. And they gave him over to Gedaliahu ben Achikam ben Shafan lehotzi'ehu el habayis, take him out of this courtyard, the prison, vayeshev b'soicham, and they had him dwell among the people. Now let's see exactly what's going on over here, starting with Pasuk Yud Aleph for the Mitzudot Stavit. Pasuk Yud Beis, Kochenu, Nevuchadnezzar instructs Nevuzaradan, I want you to seek out Yirmiyahu, take him, kaches Yirmiyahu, v'einecho simolof, liashkiach bo, pay close attention, ki kasher kifi shidaber elech lasos imo kein ta'aseh, whatever he says to do, you shall do. Vayishlach kol echa mehem shalach, so it says here first in Pasuk Yud Gimel, each one of these people individually, it says first you have Nevuzaradan, and then we have Nevu Shazbon, and then we have Rav, and then we have Nergal, and then we have Shar Etzer, then we have Rav Mog, V'chol Rabbi Melech Bavel, Pasuk Yud Dalid, Vayishluchu l'fisha'orchu hadvadim, Chazal Lemar Shur Vayishluchu. Since there are so many names listed in the previous Pasuk, this is the style of writing in Navi. We again repeat the verb, they sent to seek him out. They found him. They found him in the Chatzar HaMatarah, and they took him out, and they gave him over to the authority of Gedaliahu, ki hu nofal el hakastim al pi Yirmiyah. Now here we learn something very important according to the Mitzudos, that Gedaliah ben Achikam surrendered. Before the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened, he already surrendered. He listened to the advice of Yirmiyahu, uchashen nilkedoho ir, when the city was captured, hifkidu melech bavel al hanisharim, and now Gedaliah ben Achikam, who was a powerful and influential person who surrendered in the past, was now appointed by Nevuchadnezzar and Nevuzaradan to be the governor for the survivors. They went, they searched out for Yirmiyahu, they found him in the Chatzar HaMatara, they took him out, and they had him live among the people. Okay, now let's see what it says in Rashi, starting with Pasuk Yud Aleph. We have to go to Pasuk Yud Gimel, Raveh Kmo Sareh. Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, V'chol Rabbei Melech Bavel, the word Rabbei is an unusual word, it means like the princes. Pasuk Yudalit, El Gedaliahu ben Achikam, Shenofal El HaKastim al Pi Yirmiyahu, he surrendered to the Kastim, through the command of Yirmiyahu, Uchshenil Kedoho Ir, Minohu Shalit Ban Nisharim Sham, and when the city was captured, Nebuchadnezzar appointed him a ruler for the survivors. Let us see the Radak, starting with Pasuk Yud Aleph. Go to Pasuk Yud Beis, Me'uma Ra, B'dogesh HaReish. There is a dogesh under the reish. If we look in Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Me'uma Ra. I don't know, it's very rare. You don't have a dogesh and a reish that all that often. I don't know what the significance is. Shum Ra Ba'olam Lo Tasalo. There's an emphasis. A dot. In my edition, in the Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Val Taslo Me'uma Ra. There is a dot in the word raw.
No.
Okay, not in your edition. So here the Radak says dogesh bedogesh haresh, and therefore he's coming to explain the significance. Shum raw ba'olam lo tasalo. Do not do to him any evil whatsoever. Shem yiya ra be'enov bebo bavela. If it will be evil in his eyes to be taken down to Bavel, lo sidi'ehu shama, if Yirmiyahu does not want to go down to Bavel, do not force him to go to Bavel. All of the exiles, the Pasuk said, we read above a few moments ago, were taken down to Bavel. If Yirmiyahu does not want to go to Bavel, then do not take him. V'im rabbeinav hisharu im dalas am, al tash ireu, and if Yirmiyahu does not want to remain in Yerushalayim, so do not force him to remain in Yerushalayim. As we are going to see in more detail in a few moments, Nebuzaradan gave Yirmiyahu a choice. Where do you want to go? The survivors are going to be divided into two groups. There's going to be a group that's going to remain here in Eretz Yisrael, and there's going to be a group that's going to be taken down to Bavel. In which group do you want to go? And therefore, here Nebuchadnezzar is telling Nebuzaradan, let him decide on his own. Ki im kasher yidaber, im kosov v'loi kri, it's a kri v'chsiv, we do not read the word im. Next, Pasuk Gimel. So now it says they sent out a search committee, a search team, to find him. And that search team included all of the names listed in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Unevu Shazban, Benun Zira. The Nun of Nevu Shazban is a Nun, I don't know what that means. Hu Echad Min Shloisha Nunim Zirin. It's a small Nun. The Nun here, you have a small Nun, I don't have a small Nun.
No, they don't. But he said, I guess it was Masora that he had. Three names here that have the Nun at the end, that all three are in small.
Aren't small. Okay, but normally, in this edition, they would have it, but because this the art school, they normally try to copy what would be in a clock, but they don't have anything different in the way it's presented here. But that's what it says. The Nun Zirov, who Echad Min Shloisha Nunin Zirin. There are three small Nuns in Tanakh, and this is one of them.
Not an
ender. Over here, in these psukim, you have three names.
The last nun.
Yeah.
Because Mincha Shai brings down nun. Achrona Zeira.
Achrona, the base nun. It's Zeira, which means that it's not an endon. It's not an endon. Aha. Okay, interesting. So it's not. It's. In my edition, I have an end nun.
So
I guess there's a mesora. Okay, that's what it means. Very good. Okay, very good. V'huachem in shloishanim zirin. Ravi Melech Babel kmo al kol Rav Beisol. Like in the Megillah, it means on all of the leaders of his home. Okay, let's now go to pasuk Yudalid. Vayishluchu vayichu es Yirmiyahu. Zeh hapasuk sipur ma'asu b'soifin. This pasuk is describing what happened with Seifa Inyan. Now, in other words, he's coming to tell because we're going to go through an entire parak that's going to review in detail what exactly happened. So this pasuk is cutting to the chase. It's coming to the very end of the story and telling us at the very end of the story that he decided he does not want to go to Bavel and he wants to remain in Yerushalayim with the survivors. And he will be under the authority of the governor who was Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan. So here the Radak says, Zeh HaPasuk, Hu Sibur Ma'asu B'Soif Ho'inyin, Ki Kaidem Shenasnu Oso El Gedaliahu. We're going to learn in very great detail soon, Dibar Imo Nivu Zar Adon. There was a conversation, and that's the next perek. Shematsu B'Soif HaGolus, Asur Bezikim, because we're going to see soon that he found him, the Vuzadan found him among the people going down to Babel, shackled in chains. Basher ka kishor hagoylim, sha'asrum hakastim, like the other goylim that were shackled in chains by the kastim. Shenichnesu be'ir, And these people that were together with Yirmiyahu had no idea that Nebuchadnezzar would be an exception, because the only one that knew this command, the only one that had these instructions was Nebuchadnezzar. Umash of Mechatzar Matarah, this that it says here in the post, they took from the Chatzar Matarah, read Sulaimar, Ki Misham Loch was so Hashavin. Because the truth is, he's saying over here that we're going to see soon in the next pasuk, next psukim, is that Nebuchadnezzar did not take him from the Chatzar HaMatarah. Yirmiyahu was released from the Chatzar HaMatarah by his fellow men. When the Korban happened, there was chaos, so some people went in the last moment to rescue Yirmiyahu from the Chatzar HaMatarah. When we read the psuk, it appears, you get the impression that Yirmiyahu was released from the Chatzar HaMatarah by Nebuchadnezzar. The Radak is saying that's not so, and we're going to see that explicitly in the next few psukim. So here, therefore, don't read too much into this pasuk. He was there until the very last day. The Amar al Yirmiyahu shalachu oso hashavim. The shavim took him mechatzar hamatarah. The holichuhu im shor hagoylim, and they brought him with the other goylim. The nasnu oso el gedaliyahu. Gedaliyahu, they gave him over to Gedaliyahu. Nebuchadnezzar ushar Ravi Hamelech. Ultimately, Yirmiyahu came into the contact with Nebuchadnezzar and the other leaders, and they gave him over to Gedaliyahu. They took him out from the Chatzar Matarah, and ultimately he was put in the same home with the governor, Gedaliah Gracie Mansion. They put him with the governor in his home, whatever, in the governor's home. Okay, now we're going to go into in more detail. Now, before we go into the story, exactly what happened, before we review this, we first learn about the person, the Eved Melech Hakushi, which we learned a few days ago, who refers to Baruch Ben Neriah. So here it's over here, V'el Pasek Tezvav. V'el Yirmiyahu Hoyidra Hashem Behiyosa Atzur Mechatzah Matar Olemar. While he was in prison, before he was released, he had the following vision. Holoich, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, I want you to go. V'yamartu, and you shall say, Le'eved Melech Hakushi, to this individual whose name was Eved Melech. Like Avi Melech, Achi Melech, so his name was Eved Melech. Hakushi, the dark one. Leimar saying, Koy Amar Hashem Tzevakoy Selukei Yisrael, Hineni, Mevi Es Divarai, I will bring my words to fruition, El Hoir Hazos, Lura, concerning the city for evil, Veloy Litoiva, Vahayu Lefanecha Bayamahu, and it will come before you. All the words of the prophecy of that I promised to destroy will fall, will be revealed before you on that day when the Churban Beis Hamikdash happens. But here's the good word, the good news for you. You, Eved Melech, do not fear. When you see catastrophe coming upon the city, you should know that you're going to survive. V'hitzalticha v'ayoyim ha'hu nu'um Hashem. I will save you on that day. V'lo sinasein biyad ho'anashim asher ato yagor mibnehem. And you will not be delivered into the hands of the people who you are terrified of. Ki ma'leit ma'letcha. I will certainly save you. Uvacherev lo sipol. You will not fall to the sword. V'hoizlucha nafshcho l'shalol ki v'tachto binu Hashem. You will be rewarded. You will survive. Your soul, you will survive this ordeal. And we mentioned last time is that according to the Medrash, this person, Eved Melech Kakushi, was from the few people in the history of the world that entered into Gan Eden alive. Let's see these few psukim inside. Starting with Pasuk Tezav in the Mitzvot Stavid. The Pasuk says, you have to go to Pasuk Tezayin. I have the following prophecy to deliver to the person whose name was Eved Melech Hakushi, Zehu Shnibo Olav Toiv Lefnei Tzidkiyahu. It was a reward for speaking good on behalf of Yirmiyahu to the king. It's only because of Eved Melech Hakushi that Yirmiyahu survived. Yirmiyahu would have drowned in the chatzar, in the dungeon. It's only because he interceded, he survived. Therefore, in reward for his good deed, he's going to be gzoicha to life. V'haleu min abar, he got the 30 people with the ropes and the rags to pull him out of the pit. V'loi le'toiva, v'loi avi aleihem ha'toiva shedibarti aleha. Hoyil v'loi shavu elai, Yirmiyahu says, good is not going to happen. They did not do teshuvah. They do not deserve to be spared. I'm only going to prophesy evil.
The how is it halach,
though? What?
Yirmiyahu was still in prison.
Right, so it means ultimately, when you will be released, when you will be released, when the day will come and you will be released and you will be a free man,
the day of the Chorban.
That's when he's going to go and tell
Baruch.
That's what it seems. It's a good question. I don't know, but it seems that there was some point of time where he had the ability to go tell him that do not worry what's coming next. You're going to witness some very harsh decrees. On the day when all of these evil things happen, you do not have to worry. You're not going to be delivered into the hands of the kastim. You're going to spare your life. The reason why you will be rewarded is because you had faith in me. The reason why Eved Melech HaKushi spoke advocated on behalf of Yirmiyah was because of the faith that he had in Hashem. Let us see Rashi, starting with Pasuk Tes Vav. You're going to witness horrors on that day. You do need not worry. You're not going to fall into their hands. Let's see Rashi, starting with Radak, starting with Pasuk Tes Vav. Hinani Mevi, Chasar Aleph. The Aleph and the word Mevi is missing. Aleph from the Lamed Hapoal. The lamed, the last letter of the shurish, the three letter shurish, the last letter is missing. Devarim, what does it mean? It will be before you. It means the devarim shegazarti aloir yilufenecha shetirim oisam. These harsh decrees that I have predicted will occur. Kolaymar, what's the meaning of the nevuah? Shaloi tifached sheyami sucha hasarim terem kibo shoir. Do not worry that the officers will kill you before the city is conquered. Because you defied their will. You allowed Yirmiyahu to survive when everyone else was trying to have him die. You had faith in Hashem. And you, echad rabim. And you fought against them. Timolate mecherev, you will be spared. But they will die by sword. Even though it's illogical, because since you are part of the family of Tzidkiyahu, and it would be expected that the enemy would seize you, and those that flee with you will be killed by sword, but the ata, you will survive. Timolate v'teira'e kibo shoir, you'll see the conquest of the city, v'tire sheyiskaimu divarai b'ir, you will see that the prophecy of Yirmiyah has come true. V'zeh sh'amar, v'hayu lefonecha, that's the deeper meaning of v'hayu lefonecha, which means kolamar tire, you will see what will happen, you will see the fulfillment of the prophecies of Yirmiyahu, v'lo tipacheit shetamus b'cherev, v'hayu selucha nafshecha l'shalal. This is a very interesting idea, because you know, people, they say, you have interesting, all these stories about people who went on to do amazing things in this world, and they always say that they should have died. They don't understand why Hashem, not even people who accomplish it, but the many survivors, they always have this guilt complex. Why did I survive? I saw the Yad Hashem guiding me that I should survive. And what exactly did I do? It's a decree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer for whatever reason. In this instance, it's because he had faith in Hashem. He did a good deed that he should survive. And you need not worry. You'll see in front of you horrors and tragedy. And al pi derech hateva, you should be a victim to what is happening as well. But yet it's the gzera of Hashem to survive. Next parak. Parak. Then. Hadavar Hasher Hoya. Now we're going to review in much more detail what we mentioned basically in two psukim. This whole parak Mem is a chazara It's a review of what it says in the parak Yud, in the previous parak pasuk Yud Gimel and pasuk Yud Aleph. We're going to take two psukim, which describe in general that Yirmiyah was sought after by Nevuzar Adon, and then he was found, and there was a discussion exactly what should happen, where should he go, and Yirmiyahu chose to remain in Eretz Yisrael. We're now going to review this in much more detail. Hadavar hashachayoy el Yirmiyahu b'meis Hashem achar after. Shalach l'sod Nevuzar Adon rab tabach min Ramah. After he was dispatched from Ramah, b'kachtoy oisol, when Nevuzar Adon took him, Nevuzar Adon found Yirmiyah in the city of Ramah. That was a city that was on the way to Bavel. The Kachto Yosef, when he took him, and at that point in time, Vuhu Asur Bozikim. This is a very famous expression. This symbol over here means that Yirmiyahu at this point in time was shackled in chains together B'soich Kol Golus Yerushalayim V'Yehuda, and Yehuda HaMuglim Bavelu, who were being exiled to Babel. So we have over here a pasuk which tells us between the lines that Yirmiyah, that all the exiles will be being transferred to Babel, and they were going from Yerushalayim, they were marching from Yerushalayim to Babel, they were passing through Ramah, they were all shackled in chains, and Nebuzaradan spotted Yirmiyahu. He remembered what Nebuchadnezzar constructed him concerning Yirmiyahu. He took him out of the chains, and he then sent them off somewhere else. And at that point in time, a vision came to Yirmiyahu. Let us see this one pasuk in the Mefarshim, pasuk Aleph in the Mitzudos David. It's a long Mitzudos. Hadavar Asher Haya. Hu hadavar hanemar acharei hasipurim. We're not going to get to the prophecy until Perek Membeis. Okay, it's a very long-winded description. We're going to have a lot of interference. We're going to be sidetracked for two perakim until we finally get to the exact nature of the prophecy. Ulefi shehadibur hoya lohashiv al sheilas hasarim. And because this dibur, this message, was a response in regard to the question that the Sarim asked, should they go to Egypt? In other words, let's give you some background. What's going to happen is, there's going to be a group that's going to remain in Yerushalayim under the authority of the governor, Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shaphan, that was appointed by Nebuzaradan. But what's going to happen is he's going to be assassinated by a fellow whose name was Yishmael. And then the people are going to be distraught. They're going to be in a state of bewilderment. What should we do now? And their dilemma is, should we remain here in Yerushalayim, or should we flee to Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, they felt, would be a safe haven after this assassination. And Yirmiyah told them, this is the Devar Hashem. Hashem came to Yirmiyah and told Yirmiyah to tell these people to remain in Yerushalayim and not flee to Egypt. However, the people did not listen. So that's coming later in Perek Mem Beis. Lezeh, before we get exactly to the dilemma that the people had, the query they posed to Yirmiyah and Hashem's response, first, Higdim Loimar, we're going to go through a story, Sheyirmiyahu Hoya Nimtza Imahem. We're going to tell you a long story exactly what happened at the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, that Yirmiyahu was found among the exiles marching from Yerushalayim to Bavel. V'leholach Goyle L'Bavel, Im Ki Asru Im HaGoylem. He did not go to Goyle L'Bavel. He did not actually...
He didn't
want to
go.
And they did not want to go until they forced him. Whoever was with him, they forced him by putting him in chains. Like it's going to say in a few moments. And later, while he was marching, he was discovered, he was spotted by Nevuzaradon, and he, Nevuzaradon, released him. Uvo el Gedaliahu, and he was then brought to Gedaliah ben Achikam, v'gam hiktim l'saper hasiba shebavur ratzu l'lechas l'mitzrayim, and then the psukim are going to tell us the cause, the reason why the people felt after the assassination of Gedaliahu, it would be in their best interest to go to Egypt. Ulezeh sha'alu miYirmiyah, they ask Yirmiyah, lishol pi Hashem, to ask Hashem, what should we do? Should we remain here, or should we go to Mitzrayim? V'achar ze omar, moheshiv hamokom alzeh, and then Hashem will respond. So when it says here in this pasuk Hadavar Asher Hoyo El Yirmiyahu Ve'es Hashem, we're going to only learn the response later in Perek Mem Beis pasuk Zayin, but we first have to go and give an enormous amount of background to what the question was that he was now receiving a response. Achar shalach oisav v'chulu min harama ki kishetziva nivuzar adon lahotzio yimechatzar hamatara. When Nebuzaradan gave the command to release him from the Chatzar HaMatara, Yashu B'Soich Am K'moshu Kasul Mala, Yirmiyahu, he mingled among the common people. U'cheshechazhu Anshe HaKastim L'kachas Asa'am Nishevi L'alichem Goylo Bavela. And when the Kastim, they took the people, who the common man, to bring them to Bavel, Lakhu Gam Es Yirmiyah Imohem. Yirmiyah joined them. Ve'hevio es kulam Eloir Ramah. They brought them, they marched to the city Ramah. Kishahem asurim bozikim, when they were shackled in chains. Umisham sholchu Nebuzaradan. And there Nebuzaradan sent for him, as we're going to read soon in the Psukim. When Nebuzaradan took him from the other exiles, and at this point in time, Yirmiyahu was imprisoned, was mingling with everyone else. Let's see Rashi, Pasik Aleph. Hadavar Ashahoya Mash Nemar Besoifo Inin Vahimikates as Seris Yamin Vahid Rashem Lakamon Membe Zayin. Exactly what the Mitsudo says. If you want to know exactly the nature of this Nivu that we just mentioned, we have to wait for two Perakim. Ella, Shekosaf Tchila. Before we tell you the nature of the prophecy, we're going to describe Alma Nemar Lo. What exactly happened? All of the events that occurred until he came to that point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to the query. Umedrish agada be'echar abasi mahoya hadavar. What was the matter? Here we have a medrish. Veshuva el Gedalia amalo o at nochis imon v'ano mesuvar hocha o at soiver hocha v'ano nochis imon. Hashem said to Yirmiyah, let's split. Very bizarre medrish. Very bizarre. Let's split. I'll go one place and you'll cover the other place. So Yirmiyah choose. If you, the Shekhinah can only go one place, which doesn't make any sense. The Shekhinah can be everywhere. But this is
a small vein.
What?
If a small vein,
a small
vein. A little different.
Well, that was Avraham. But here he's saying the Shekhinah is saying, I can only go, there are two groups. There's going to be a group that's going to remain in Yerushalayim, and there's going to be a group that's going to go down to Bavel. Hashem says, I can only be with one group, and you, Yirmiyah, will have to take the other group. So Yirmiyah, you decide. Wherever you go, I'll go the other place. So we will with them. Amalai, oy at nochis imon. Either you, Yirmiyah, you go down with them to Bavel, and the Shekhinah will remain in Yerushalayim. Va'ano misuvar hocha. Misuvar, I assume, means will dwell, will tarry here. Oy at soyder hocha. Or you, Yirmiyah, you remain here. Va'ano nochis imhoin. Omar, so what was Yirmiyah's response to Hashem's request? Ein ano nochis imhoin ma ano mahani lohon. I am not going. I'm not going down to Bavel, because what can I possibly accomplish in Bavel? It's better that you go, Hashem, to Bavel. Elo yichos birehoin imhoin. Let their creator, Hashem, go with them. The sagyin hu mahani lahon, that will be an enormous benefit to the Jewish people. Now, there's obviously a lot of depth here in this medrash. I don't know anything, but from a very simple understanding, it appears that Yirmiyah's response was probably not the average what you would expect, because when we think about Eretz Yisrael, we think about the Beis Hamikdash. We have to put ourselves in the frame of mind of the people living at this point in time. We're living in Galus for 2,000 years, so for us, Galus is a way of life. Big deal. That's life. Eretz Yisrael, it's only the last 60, 70 years, has become a place where it's our homeland. Okay, but for 2,000 years, Eretz Yisrael was unattainable, was out of the picture. And yet, Klal Yisrael survived. They survived, they thrived, they traveled the world, they conquered the world. Klal Yisrael survived. But in this point in time, when the Churban is happening for the very first time, it was the belief of the average man that it's over. Yeah. There's no such thing. They were traumatized, but the belief was there's no such thing as a nation without a homeland. If we go into Golos and the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim are destroyed, that's it. It's curtains. It's just a short amount of time until there will be assimilation and the Jewish people will disappear off the face of the earth. That's just the way it is. So if you want there to be a survival for the Jewish people, and Yirmiyahu here is being offered survival, Hashem is saying, you know what, the Shechina will remain. So where would you want the Shechina to remain? In the homeland. If the Shechina will remain in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, even amongst a small group of people, you cannot have a nation without a homeland. So if even though the Midrash was distributed, if the Shechina is still resting in Yerushalayim, that will guarantee the survival of Klal Yisrael. And yet Yirmiyah said just the opposite. You know what, Hashem? The Shechina, we don't need the Shechina in Yerushalayim. Let Yerushalayim be completely desolate, nothing. No Shechina, zero zilch. Better the Shechina should go down with Klal Yisrael into Golis and prove the world wrong. To show the world that Klal Yisrael can survive in Golis because the Shechina travels with Klal Yisrael in Golis. That's exactly that's what the Medrash of Yirmiyah is saying. Yirmiyah says, I'm not going with them. I can't accomplish anything, but better the Shechina should go with the Jewish people, and the consequence will be there will be no Shechina in Yerushalayim, and I'll stay here in Yerushalayim and do the best I can to encourage, to be mechazek, the few survivors. Okay, next. Min HaRamah, it says here that Nevuzar Adon, he discovered Yirmiyahu in the city called Ramah, Shahaya Goyla Me'atzma Imahen. Yirmiyah on his own decided that he wants to go into exile. Hayiroi, now this appears to be not like what it says in the Mitsudos. In the Mitsudos it says that he was forced. He did not want to go. And he was forced. The Bnei Hashevi, the captors, they forced him to go down to Bavel until he was discovered by Nevuzaradan. Over here, Rashi says no. Shahaya goyla me'atzmo imohen. Initially, he went down. The Medrash we quoted above. Okay, that is an isolated medrash. But let's learn now derech pshat. Derech pshat is over here. There he was captured. He was released, and they're dividing the Jewish people into two groups. One group is being exiled. That was the majority, the vast majority, and a small group is going to be allowed to remain in the Eretz Yisrael to work the land. So Yirmiyah could do whatever he wants. He had his own choice. So it says here, Shahaya Goyla Me'atzmo Imohen. He decided that he wants to go down to Golis. Hayaroya, he saw Kat Shalumim Bikoilarin. He saw a group of Jews that were shackled in restraints. Hayamachnis Tzavaroi Beinehem. So he put his neck, I guess, in these very humiliating shackles. Which can be found in the Psikta, the Medrash, on the first parak of Yirmiyah. Divrei Yirmiyah ben Chalkiyo, this is what you read on the Shabbos, the Shabbos of the 3 weeks. She'iyav sholoyma shenosnu nevuzaradon bo'azikim. It's impossible to say that Nevuzaradon put him in chains. Sharei tzivo nevuchanetzar ve'altas lo me'umah ra. Because he was explicitly instructed by Nebuchadnezzar, was instructed not to put Yirmiyah in chains. Kebo azikim, bezius, azikim is chains. What does it mean? What's the French word there?
Fetters or shackles.
Okay. Let's see now the Radak and Pasuk Al. Pasuk Al Hadavar. What? That's next Al. Okay. Let's see over. Bezikim, aha, and Echanami, you'll see that in the Radak, he also says that the Aleph is extra. Okay, let's go to the Radak, Pasuk Aleph. Hadavar asher hoya el Yirmiyahu. Hadavar hazehu masha omel besef kol inyan. He starts with the same exact thing, that if you want to know exactly what the message was, you have to wait until the end of Perek, you have to wait until Perek Lamed Zayin. Vahimi keitz aser shyamim. Vahid dvar Hashem. Olufish omar vil Yirmiyahu yidvar Hashem biyosu otsu bechatzah matara. Rotsu loymar. Shlohoya dvar Hashem ilov od ad acher kol inyan. Hashem did not speak to him until the end of the entire inyan shemesaper achar kibush Yerushalayim. V'cheinu perush apasik hadov asher hoya el Yirmiyahu meis Hashem zeh hadibur mosai hoya. When did this dibur take place? Achar shaloyach oiso nevu zaradon rafta bochim in Ramah. The dibur took place after he was sent away from Ramah. The achar kol inyan shohilich umesaper bidvar Gedalia. After the entire story that occurred relating to Gedalia at Soif Kol Inyan, which takes two parakim and seven psukim to get to, uvidrash ezer davar hoye el Yirmiyahu acharei achar shloach oiso nivuzaradon. What are we referring to? Huma sheomar v'shuva el Gedaliahu zed var Hashem shoye elav lo hoye odel livchar im yelech im hagoyla oy im yishoer. Yirmiyo did not know, should he go with the Goyalim to Bavel or should he remain in Yerushalayim? V'odenu lo yoshuv ad shahoyu lo dvar Hashem v'amar v'shuva el Gedalia. So it's a little different than saying another idea. Not Rashi, different measure. This is different. And here, according to this interpretation, this drash is Hashem told him, do not, you have a dilemma, what to do? Nevuzar Adam is giving you a choice. Should you go to Bavel or should you go to Yerushalayim? Hashem came to him and told him, I want you to go to Yerushalayim. Min haramah, ki beramah nishar Nevuzar Adon. In Ramah, Nevuzar Adon remained. Kishniknesu shar sari Bavel, Yerushalayim. This is where Nevuzar Adon remained when the sari Bavel came. Kilo nitzkar imohem. He's not mentioned. Well, Kibrama Nishan Nivuzan Adon Kishnilu Shari Shor Sorry, but in Yerushalayim. So he did not make it to Yerushalayim. So here is Rama where he found it. Okay, Bazikim Ha'Alef Nachal Perushoy Tabos Kilov Kivolim Shiyashu B'chem Hayodayim chains. They were shackled in chains. Okay, now we go to Pasig Beis. Kol Brama Nishma Rachel Mavakal Boneha. Okay, so he's saying over there, referring over to the Churban, that this was the moment when they cried. He's saying that this, you want to... when that episode happened, when Rachel was Mavaka al-Boneha, Yesochar lefulosech v'shavu banim ligvulam. You want to say is that all of these things happened at the same time. The moment when Nevuzar Adon saw Yirmiyahu and released him from his chains, and Hashem came to him and told him, I want you to return to Yerushalayim and not go to Babel. It was at that moment in time when Rachel was also being Mavakesh al-Boneha and said, Hashem, I gave the simonim to my sister Leah so that she should not be embarrassed, and in that schus Klal Yishol should be saved. Einachanan, very, very important point. That's very good. Okay, let's now go through the next series of sukkah. Pasuk Beis. Vayikach, here we have the story. Vayikach Rav Tabochim el Yirmiyahu. The Rav Tabochim, the chief executioner, took Yirmiyahu. Vayoymer elav, Hashem lokecha diber es haro hazos, el hamokim hazeh. Hashem, we all know your prophecies. Yirmiyahu's prophecies can be found online. Okay, WikiLeaks produced all the details of the prophecy. It was easy to know. And the Rav HaTabochim Nevuzar Adon said, Yirmiyah, we know what Hashem has said because you told us. Pasuk Gimel, Vayovei, Hashem indeed has brought, Vayas, he has done, Hashem, Ki Asher Diber, like you spoke, like he spoke in your name, you spoke in his name. Ki Chatosem La Hashem, you have sinned to Hashem, V'lo Yishmatem B'Koylo V'ho Yiluchem Hadover Hazeh. It's very frightening when the Goyim give us Musar. It's a very painful experience. Bad enough when we suffer, and the Goyim don't really care, or don't even know what's going on, and we have to reflect upon ourselves, why are we suffering, and we have to come to the recognition that we have sinned. But it's much more painful when the Goyim say, you know why you're suffering? It's because you did all of these averos. And it's exactly what's happening over here. Nevuzar Adon is giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, you deserve what you got. V'yatah pasuk dalet, v'yatah now.
Nervous about attacking Yerushalayim after what had happened on Tera, and he looked for a sign, and he shot the arrows in that direction, and everything came back to Yerushalayim, and so he knew that that was a sign from heaven that this was his job to do, and he was going to succeed at it.
Correct. So that's exactly
so
what he
does know.
So he exactly he's right. He's relating. He's relating. He knows the fate of Yerushalayim, and he also knows the prophecies of Yirmiyahu, which were well known. And he's rubbing it in. And he's saying, "You're now getting what you deserve. The Jewish people are getting what they deserve." Pasuk Dal, the Atah now. Hine. The Goyim are going to say. The Goyim, they're the ones are going to rub it into us. Exactly. The Atah now. Pasuk Dal. Hine. Pi Tachticha Hayoyim. Nivuzaradan says to Yirmiyahu, I have released you, I have unshackled you. Rav HaTabachim is Nivuzaradan. I believe so, because that's what he's called. He's called Rav HaTabachim in the previous psukim. In the previous perek, we called him the Rav HaTabachim. Look at Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Lamites, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayishlach Nivuzaradan Rav Tabachim. Perik Lamites Yigimel. So I'm assuming that he is Nevuzaradan. The Atah now, he says to those fellows, the Atah now, Hine, Pitachticho Hayoim, I have opened, I have released you. Min Ho Zikim, Asher Al Yodecha. And now you have a choice. See, we're going back now and filling in the details of what we learned at the end of the previous Perik. You have a choice. Im Taibeinecho Lavoi Iti Bavel, if you want to come with me to Bavel, come, I'll take you in my limousine. You don't have to march. I'll give you an air-conditioned limousine, helicopter lift to come to Bavel. Bo, come, v'asim es eini olecha, I'll pay close attention to you, and everything will be good. V'im rabbeinecha, lovo yiti Bavel, and if you don't want to come with me to Bavel, you don't want to go to Bavel, you don't like the climate, you don't like the food, the restaurants in Bavel, chadol, so desist, hold back, you don't have to go to Bavel. Re'ei kol ha'aretz lefonecha, go wherever you want. El toiv ve'el hayashar b'enecha lolecha sham aleich. Go wherever you want. Here, Nevuzaradan is faithful to the instructions of Nevuchadnezzar. Pasuk hey, v'yodenu lo yoshuv. He had not yet turned back. At that moment in time, before Yirmiyahu decided to return to Yerushalayim, but already at that point, v'shuva el Gedaliah ben Achikam. He was told that Veshuva here is a command. Okay, you have to add some words into the pasuk. Before he returned, Veshuva, this is what Rashi quoted, the Radak quoted in the previous pasuk, he received a message from Hashem, Veshuva, I am commanding you, Yirmiyahu, I want you to return to Yerushalayim to be under in the community that is headed by El Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan Asher. Who is this person? Hifkid, he has been appointed as governor by Melech Bavel Ba'ar Yehuda. V'sheivito, Hashem again is commanding, I want you to dwell with him, B'socha'am, period. O el kol hayoshav b'nechol olecha sleich, or go, Hashem is saying to him, or if you don't want to go, if you don't want to be with Gedaliah, we have to see exactly in more detail what this means in the mezuzah in a moment, go wherever you want to go, period. And then the pasuk concludes by telling us, v'yitein lo rav tabachim arucha, Nevuzaradan gave him food, he gave him a stipend, arucha means a meal, umas eis, and gifts, vayishalchei, when he sent off Yirmiyahu. Vayavo Yirmiyahu el Gedali ben Achikam ha-Mitzpasa, he came to Mitzpah, vayeshev ito besoch om ha-Nish'arim ba'aretz, that remained in the land. Now let's review this very carefully in the Mefarshim, starting with Pasuk Beis in the Mitzudos Tavit. Vayikach lefish orchu ha-Dvar ma'amar shu vayikach. Since we got diverted, we again have to have a proper verb, vayikach, he took. Who took? The Rav Tabachim, Yirmiyah, and he gave Yirmiyah Musar. Yirmiyah, I'm aware of the words of prophecy that you have relayed. Hashem lokecha diber, Ritzon Eloimar, Yodeani, Sha'ata Noveso Lohem B'Shem Hashem Esaro Hazos. I am aware that you have prophesied to the Jewish people this evil. Vayavei V'gam Hevi Esaro V'Hu Oso Esaro V'Logavar Nevuchadnezzar B'Koyach Yodo. Hashem has brought it upon them. And here Nevuzaradan is very religious. He's saying it's not due to koichi v'oitzim yodi. It's not due to the power and might of Nevuchadnezzar. It's only because it's the will of Hashem that the Jewish people should be exiled. I am aware that you told the people that they should surrender. and the people did not listen to you, and they did not surrender. You were from the good people. You told the Jewish people to make peace with us. In Cain, therefore, ain olecha ashma. There is no guilt upon you. Therefore, atir oscha hayom min ha'azikim. I will release you today from the chains, and you can vim tov, you can do whatever you want. I will pay close attention to you to protect you. Chadal, and if you don't want to go down to Bavel, then chadal, don't hold back. Mena, mona, lovo, iti, lebavel. You can hold yourself back from going with me to Bavel. Lifonecha, ritzayne loymar birushoscha. You can do whatever you want. Elatov elamokam atov ayasha beinecha. Now here comes the more complex pasuk. Pasuk K, v'yodenu lo yashuv. The Adayin, it was at this moment in time when Yirmiyah was had a dilemma. He didn't know what to do. He was debating. V'yadayin Yirmiyah lo yomar. He did not yet say shayashuv misham lo leches besochaam. Haven nivuzaradon shahoya daitoy lashuv. So this is how he learns. He learns over here that Veshuva is a statement from Nevuzaradan. Yirmiyah did not yet explicitly say what his decision was, but Nevuzaradan, who obviously was a very clever person, was able to analyze the situation and saw that Yirmiyah really wanted to return to Yerushalayim. Uhevi Nevuzaradan shoyedaito iloshuvi omalo. I see, Yirmiyah, what you really want. Veshuva el Gedalia, the hu mikra kotzar. Obviously, you have to add more words into the pasuk to make it flow better. But now, here comes the next difficult part of the pasuk. Oy el kol hayashar k'oimer. Ein ani machriach oyschol oleches elav. Ela oyshuv elav oylech el kol mokom hayashar b'einecha. If you don't want to go and live with in Mitzpah, with Gedalia, so fine, go take a tent and go live in wherever you want. Go to Tel Aviv. Go to Beit Shemesh. Go wherever you want to go. You don't have to go to Mitzpah if you don't want, but if you want to go back to your Eretz Yisrael and not go with me to Babel, you have free will. And he then gave him Arucha Umaseis, Pras Mibes HaMelech Uteshura. He gave him a stipend from the king and a gift. Vayishalcheu Sholchu L'Nafsho. He let him go. Period. So we have over here, according to the interpretation of the Mitzvah Stavid, we have over a conversation between Nevuzaradan and Yirmiyahu. Nevuzaradan is telling Yirmiyahu that I am under the instructions of Nebuchadnezzar to release you. You're a good man. You tried to tell the people that they should surrender. They did not surrender. Therefore, you do not deserve to be in chains. I'm releasing you now here in Ramah, and I'm giving you a choice to go wherever you want to go. And then it says here, according to the Mitzvah Stavid, that Nevuzaradan understood from the circumstances that Yirmiyahu indeed wanted to return. So he said, I see what you want to do, so do it. Just go back. Get on the next train. There's a convoy going back. Go back and go to Gedalia. If you don't like Gedalia, you want to go somewhere else, go somewhere else. Now let's see how Rashi learns. Pasuk Beis. Hashem Elokecha Diber. Lama Ata Mitztahir Aleichem. Haloi ato niveis lechem v'loi shamu kidisa b'psikta. Now this is a medrash. Maybe if you have time, I'll read you the medrash. That Nevuzaradan was very disturbed at the behavior of Yirmiyah. Okay, this to make a long medrash short, a long story short, is that Nevuzaradan, when he saw Yirmiyah shackled in chains, he was baffled, because this was the first time Nevuzaradan saw Yirmiyah, and Nevuzaradan would expect. What would you expect if you heard there was a madman that was predicting gloom and doom for 40 years, whatever it was, close to 40 years, there's going to be gloom and doom, and now what he said came true, so this person should be the happiest person in the world. What I've predicted, I've told you it's going to happen, you see I'm right, I've been vindicated. Everyone thought I was crazy, everyone tried to kill me, they tried to harass me, they tried to torture me, and look at this, I have been vindicated. Everyone should appreciate I am a Navi Hashem. The MS is with me. I'm going to go down in history as being from the great true prophets. I have established a legacy for myself. And yet, Nevuzaradan, when he first meets Yirmiyah, he sees a broken old man, shackled in chains, voluntarily, in enormous pain over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Nebuchadnezzar says, I don't understand. You should be happy. Your prediction came true. Why are you mourning? Why are you in so much pain? And that's exactly the nature of Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyahu had no pleasure. Imoy Anochi Bitsara, he was showing Klal Yisrael, I never had any pleasure in predicting your sorrows, and Adaraba, now when you suffer, I am going to be Mishtatef in your tsar. Pitachticha, so Nevuzaradon says, I'm going to release you from your shackles. Loshon Bayifatach Hagemalim, that is next week's parsha. V'chein Tirgim Yonasan Anha Sharisa. I don't know what that means. Umenachem pasal kulam loshon psicha mamash means. I guess Shrisa means to open up. He opened up. All these are expressions of opening. V'yodenu lo yashuv b'chol zos lo hayuchafetz lashuv amalo hakadosh baruch hu v'shuva. So here is a new interpretation. This is what I told you originally. This pasuk is a very difficult pasuk. A coin pasuk hey. The adayin lo yashuv. Yodenu lo yashuv. He did not yet return. We just finished learning the mitzudos. Who taught us that v'shuva? The next words of the pasuk are the instructions of Nevuzaradan. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says v'shuva is a sudden message from Hashem. He got a text from Hashem. Hashem said to him, v'shuva el Gedalia, asher hufkar al ha'arim ha'nesharim, gam him tzrichim l'cha kishor ha'goylim. Now, the only difficulty with Rashi is, what does it then mean, or the next expression? According to Rashi, v'adenu lo yoshuv, Yirmiyah did not yet return. Yirmiyah was deliberating. Should I go to Yerushalayim? Should I go to Bavel? Suddenly, the phone rings. Who's on the other line? The Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem says, Yirmiyah, I'll make the decision for you. My command is, Vishuva El Gedalia Ben Achikam Ben Shofan, Asher Hifkid Melech Bavel Ba'ar Yehuda, V'Sheviyitam Soch Ha'am. Now, what I don't know, I don't. Rashi is not following through is, what are the next words? O el kol hayosha beinecho lolechas leich. What does that mean? How do you translate those words according to the parish of Rashi? According to the Mitzudos, he told us what it means. He means, Nevuzaradan is speaking, and it says, Yirmiyah, you know, I get a sense that you really want to go back to Yerushalayim. So go. But I'm not forcing you. And that's why Nevuzaradan repeats, I'm not forcing you, but this is what I sense is your desire, so you should take advantage. But according to Rashi, Rashi is silent. Hashem is the speaker, and he's not really explaining what it means over here. Oy el kol hayoshev inechol aleches. I mean, Hashem is giving you a choice. Hashem is telling you what to do. When Hashem tells you what to do, you got to do it. You don't have a choice. Not necessarily. Look at this week's parasha, Parashas Vayera. Kach no es bincha es yichidcha shahavta es yitzchak. According to the Mefarsh, according to the Sfasem, it says explicitly, Hashem told Avraham, you don't have to do the Akedah. You have a choice. Kach no, ein no ela loshein bakasha. I'm not, if you don't want to do the Akedah, I will not hold it against you. It's an assoyon that you can't handle. So you don't have to do it. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. So maybe that's what it means over here as well. Hashem is telling Yirmiyah, I want you to go to Gedalia. But if you don't want to go to Gedalia, you don't have to go to Gedalia. Maybe that's what it means. Or maybe what it means, like I said originally, is I want you to return to Eretz Yisrael. I would prefer that you go to Gedalia, but if you don't get along with Gedalia, you don't see eye to eye with him on how to lead the community, so you can live in the next city. Instead of living in Ramat Beis Shemesh Beis, you can live in Aleph. You live nearby, but you know, but still I want you to go to, I want you to return to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. No.
We'll still believe in God if you don't do it. Please do it.
Interesting. Demand. Right. We make demands. We don't have rachmanis on Hashem. You have to be poil. Okay, let's see what it says over here. Next words of the let's see the Radak now. Okay, next Aruchu Masos Matnan Univazban. I do not know what word univazban, but somehow it means some type of stipend from the king. Let's finish up these psukim with the Radak. The Radak started with Pasuk Beis. Hashem lochach dibra el sarazos. Hashem has spoken. It was well known. The whole world knew the prophecies of Yirmiyahu. It's interesting. How did they know? They didn't have smartphones those days. How do they know? Today we know everything. Today we know what happens before it happens. And those days, how did they know? They knew everything.
They could have had agents.
What?
They could have had agents.
I guess so. Good morning. How are you? So this is okay. Pasuk Gimel Kichatosem. You have sinned. Kineged Haklal. Kemosh Amar Hakel LeMoshe Rabim Ad Ona Me'antem. Okay, it says the Beloshen Rabim that the tzibur has sinned. V'hoyu Luchem Adavar Hazeh. Davar Hazeh Ksev V'Kori Hadavar. There is no Hey Hayidia, but we read it with a Hey Hayidia. Uperusha Kemosh Shadavar Shadiber Hashem Kain Hoyu Luchem. What Hashem has spoken, so came to be. Pasuk Dalid. He said to Yirmiyahu, I have released you from your shackles. Hine pitachticha kishalakhu mitoich hagolus. When he took him from the golus, os paschu minho azikim, he took him out of his shackles. Pasikei v'yodenu lo yashu v'shuva el gedayu ben benachikam. So here we get to the parish of the Radak. V'od Yirmiyahu kidaitoi loshuv v'omar lo. V'od Yirmiyahu loy amar shiyashuv, haven nevuzaradon kidai toy loshuv. So the Radak is learning the pasuk identical to Rashi, to the Mitsudos, that these are the words of nevuzaradon. The amar lo nevuzaradon said v'shuva el Gedalia, achar shedatcho lehishoer shuv lehishoer. You want to remain with the survivors. You want to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, I command you, shuv el Gedalia. The shavito, he returned. Oy el kol hayosh b'nechol leches. Oy im Gedalia b'mokam shuhu. Oy b'mokam acher. Shetivchar ba'aretz lo sheva shav. Like we explained. Now, here he's different. Here he's very clear. Here he's coming to differ with the Mitsudos. Because according to the Mitsudos, the second expression, Oy el kol makam asher, that's Yishra be'enav, means I'm not forcing you. If you don't want to go back with Gedalia, then don't go. Then let's go to Bavel. He's learning, no, I see that you do not want to go to Bavel. You want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, you also have a choice. You either can live with Gedalia, or you can go to another land in Eretz Yisrael, l'shev esham, asei kiritzoyincha, period. V'yoynesam tirchem v'im les at savi l'meisav v'suv l'vas Gedalia barachikam. If you don't want to dwell, v'suv, I don't know what this means. I don't know. Arucho mases, a stipend and a gift, shneyem inyin ma'an mincha v'yakofel, it's just doubled. Return to Lemar, shneyem inyin ma'an mincha, he gave him two different types of gifts. U'v'tergim yonason, matnan u'nevazban. Okay, so that concludes the section. We're up to Pasuk Zayin. And with that, we will conclude, pick up in Yirtz Hashem on Monday.